I can record, I can talk to you, I can listen to all these messages all day long. This is awesome. I trust God. Yes, of course, I trust God. I couldn't do my next step without trusting God. Can you imagine if we just go to sleep and we don't even think that if we're going to wake up the next day? That's how much we trust God. We know we're already making plans for tomorrow. So yes, hello, I do trust God. And I know and I trust him that I can pay my bills, and now I will, and I did. So I'm completely excited. I am very happy, and I don't worry about anything because I do trust God. God is the ultimate, is everything. It's the best thing that can happen to our lives. Without him, we cannot even breathe. We cannot do another step. Thank you, honey. Thanks for... Hi, Miss Allie. How are you, hon? I was just listening to your seventh day podcast episode, and my goodness, it couldn't be any more descriptive. I love it. Yes, I do have a lot of trust in God. Even those days that I've been working so hard and so many days, God gave me the strength to keep on going. And believe it or not, I am not even tired, Dolly. I have the strength, and I'm sure that God is with me so much that is, I really don't feel even tired or hungry or uncomfortable or anything. It's truly a miracle. God is helping me, and I'm paying all my bills, and I'm so excited and happy that I'm going to get out of my old troubles. Thank you, honey. You are very powerful. Your words are the best. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for returning to another episode of my podcast. This week we will be starting a new devotional plan titled Hope Still Lives Here. I hope that you allow God to work in you during these next 5 weeks. If you would like to leave me a voicemail, you may do so at anchor.fm/odalismunoz/message. I will be sure to add them in my next episode. It is easy to compare the current state of our society and the ongoing narrative of Christianity being pushed out of the public square. Society has thrown out many Christian values that have woven the very fabric of humanity and decided to set up shops selling cheaply crafted morals. This has bled society dry of its heart. Crime is high, terrorism is rampant, suicide is normal, and divorce is recommended. You don't need to be a Christian to agree that the future looks grim and seemingly hopeless, if it were to keep playing out the same way. We must let our communities know that there is a sizable global remnant of Jesus followers, with the knowledge of society's founding values, a strong passion for ensuring they are never forgotten, and a desire to believe for more in the future. More compassion, humility, kindness, love, hope, and more of Jesus in society. Being a Jesus follower may push us to the edge, but we don't have to be pushed out. Sure, we may be in unusual and unique situations, feeling penned in by pressures to conform. Sure, the costs associated with faith may rise, but this should not stop us from believing, sharing, and declaring that hope is well and truly alive. Our unwavering trust in Jesus, despite odds and opposition, will itself declare loudly to a hopeless world that hope still lives here. John 8:12 reminds us that when we walk in the light of Jesus, we will carry that life-giving light, the hope that others see. Let's be beacons of love and safe havens of hospitality in a world void of true love and hospitality. Let's be the rare smiles, meaningful conversations, and long hugs to those used to angry faces, shallow conversation, and cold shoulders. Let's continue to live on mission and do all we can to show the world that hope still lives here, and his name is Jesus. Courtesy of Yes Heiss, YouVersion Bible App.